Editor's note, uncrack smoking engineers have fondled our uncanninator, a device which enables us to interview those who passed beyond the veil into a configuration such that we've been able to contact someone a bit more tricky than just some dead guy. Bank of the River Styx, Hades, 10th of August, 2006, this is Reverend Zim for UnNews. We're pleased to bring you today another exclusive interview with a person of note. Joining us on our studio away from studio, the TMH, or Technicolor Motorhome today, is Satan, Prince of Hell, Fallen Archangel, descendant of Prometheus, the Great Deceiver, and nemesis of Jesus, Muhammad, and all the prophets. Welcome to our digs, dude.
Thanks. It's always a pleasure to hang out with you, Reverend Zim. Did you catch the new series on PBS last night about philosophy?
Yeah, the one with Seneca and Montaigne. It was great. I never used to care much for the classics, but this guy puts it into a new light for me. Makes it more accessible.
Yeah, anything by PBS rocks. While I'm here, I'd like to plug my latest work. Michael Jackson is taking a whole new tack.
Judging by those implanted knockers he's got, I'd say his kids will be in therapy for life.
Yeah, Michael has never let me down. Evil hasn't had a run like this since the Middle Ages.
Have you seen the Satai template in Encyclopedia yet? I did it as a tribute to you.
With ass kissing like that, you'll never get into hell.
Well, I'd say that's probably a good thing.
You know, philosophy has had its fun with this, too. Don't you think maybe all these people who go to heaven are probably the same kind of git you've been spending most of your life avoiding?
You mean like holy roller types or vain, arrogant putzes, people like that?
Exactly. But this is nothing new, really. Oh, did I tell you I'm getting an AC Cobra?
I heard they were making Cobras again.
Yeah, in Malta, of all places. The body is carbon fiber, and it's light enough to be picked up by one guy. And about 400 horsepower, too.
Jesus.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, there's a hell of a lot more Jizai in the encyclopedia than Seichai. What's the deal with that?
Prince of Darkness, buddy, what can I say? The ways of the Encyclopedia Cabal are mysterious.
Ah, right, the Cabal that does not exist. You guys are fucked up, you know that? I mean, there's articles which scare the shit out of me, for Christ's sakes.
Well, some listeners, and by some I mean myself, are dying to know what's behind the Mormons. I mean, even zombie Jesus couldn't come up with such whacked out shit.
Yeah, the Mormons and L. Ron Hubbard, two of my favorites. They actually make things interesting around here.
Oh, how's that?
Well, just last week I had Mormons and Scientologists working on a film for our Indies Festival. They came up with the most insane plot. It was so cool. Can you imagine Mormon moles in the IRS and Treasury Department funneling money and Russian state secrets to the Sea Org in an all-out effort to blow up the planet and get a right rogering from Zemu?
What about the Brits?
Oh, they just suck. There's no aspect of hell's tortures which faze a dry-witted Englishman. Nothing bothers them except losing football matches. And even then, hooliganism is fun and games for a euchre.
How about John Edward?
Man, that fucker has one slick racket going. I hear he gets $300 a seat for his show. Amazing.
You're saying he's a fake? He's hustling poor, deluded people into believing he's talking with their dead relatives?
No, you said that. Are you kidding? At those rates, he can afford Harvard lawyers.
Any thoughts on the whole psychic thing?
It kind of pisses me off that these people are making such huge profits on the back of human misery. And I'm stuck here in the underworld with no pay, no benefits, surrounded by incompetent staff. Say, that's not like an encyclopedia.
We need to wrap it up, Satan, so any hints for our listeners on how to avoid eternal hellfire and damnation?
Strangely enough, Pastor Phelps, Fred Phelps at Westboro Baptist Church is on to the one true way to God and the heavenly hereafter. He's really taken with nutcases in general, and these people are at the top of the list of wankers. God has a special place in his heart for Fred and his minions. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, know what I mean?
Thank you, Satan, for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. It was more fun than an autopsy.
Well, that about wraps it up for our interview with Satan today. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.